Good morning. High pressure remains in control over interior New York and New England, keeping it dry and cold this morning with most places back in the 20s and even some teens across the higher terrain. We do have some high cloudiness streaming in from along the Atlantic coast with some shower and thunderstorm action along the Carolinas. But this area of cloudiness will not yield any precipitation today, perhaps filtering out some sunshine, though through the morning and into the afternoon, as readings reach up into the lower and mid-40s once again. Partly cloudy skies tonight as temperatures drop back into the 20s. A weak disturbance will pass through our region tomorrow, especially the first part of the day, but not enough energy to produce precipitation, though clouds will mix with sunshine from time to time and highs again will reach up into the mid-40s. Behind that disturbance, another area of high pressure will be in control for the weekend and beyond, keeping skies mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid-40s, mostly sunny on Monday in the middle 40s, and right now it looks like the extended dry stretch of weather will continue into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week with a mix of sun and clouds and highs pushing up into the upper 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, coastal flood advisories have been issued for parts of the mid-Atlantic and southeast coasts, including coastal New Jersey and the Delmarva Peninsula. A persistent northeast wind off the ocean will produce seas of 3 to 6 feet, producing minor tidal flooding around the time of high tide today. And a series of storms will bring heavy precipitation to the west coast over the next several days. Some areas along the coast could receive 4 to 5 inches of precipitation starting tonight and continuing through at least Tuesday. Significant snowfall is possible across the higher elevations, and strong winds will also accompany these storms. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Hessen, Germany at 1:20 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Izumo Airport in Japan at 1:33 a.m. this morning. There were 3 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Spur, Texas. It was 86 degrees, and that breaks the old record set in 1933 by 1 degree. There were 3 daily record lows at Ogdensburg, New York. It was 6 degrees, and this is 3 degrees colder than the old record set in 1983. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 34 degrees with a variable wind at 3 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, high clouds and 26 degrees, the dew point 22, 84% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.50 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Riverside, California, to a low of 4 at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 50, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 44 degrees, the low 29. The average temperature, 37, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 83 hundredths for the month, which is 7 tenths of an inch below normal, and 32.90 for the year, which is 1.76 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 28 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 320, that's 3 above normal, and 806 for the season, which is 156 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low, 32. The record high, 74, set in 1993, and the record low, 14, in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 6:47 a.m., sunset this evening 4:32 p.m., 9 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny and chilly today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s, teens across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and chilly today in the mid-40s, mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Johnstown and Gloversville, mostly sunny and chilly today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly sunny and chilly today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and chilly today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, mid-40s. Mostly sunny for Saturday and Sunday in the mid-40s over the weekend. Mostly sunny into Monday, mid to upper 40s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.